Good morning, everybody. This is Pete. No matter. Carry tonight, 73 FM. I'm going to change my jingle. I used to say in the great state of Seattle, but I'm going to say in the great state of State Roofing. How about
that's
that?
That's right, because we like to roof, roof, roof.
That's right. You guys know their jingle. We got our good friends and sponsors here, State Roofing. Got Dave Martin back on the air with me. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great, man. Just seemed like yesterday we were in here talking to each other. God, this time flies.
I know.
It's crazy, man.
It's good times.
Well, we're going to talk all about, you guys may think that winter is not a time to roof, but actually it's a really good time to roof. We're going to ask Dave why.
It's an excellent time.
Yes, and we're going to get into some of the roofing mistakes that he's seen over the years. You've been, gosh, how many years you've been with State now?
I'm approaching over 16 now.
16, yeah. Yeah. I mean, guys, you've known State Roofing has been around, what, over 50 years, done over 60,000 jobs. You can't stay in business unless you do things right with that amount of work underneath your belt. So that's pretty impressive.
We've seen it all, and we've fixed it.
Yeah.
that's true.
That's very cool. So, and then we'll get into signs that you may need a new roof, and then we're going to get into some of their Dave and I were talking off air. They're moving into really the kind of the lifetime aspect for roofs, which I think is really, really very cool. So we'll talk about some of your products there.
Yeah.
Get into that. So just before we go, I get into all that stuff, I want to ask you kind of just so everyone knows, we've talked several times, what is your service area? Where do you guys go?
We go all the way to the Canadian border, all the way down past Olympia.
Okay.
So we're in the main I-5 corridor and over on the peninsula. So we cover everywhere this radio reaches.
Yeah, that's great. It's good to hear. So if you are, get yourself, get a pad and paper, because I'm going to give you the phone number at the end of this segment. We'll give you a couple times. You can also check them out at stateroofing.com. I looked at their website. They got a really cool new schedule a free estimate thing there. It has your little chat and call and all that stuff. Makes it really simple.
Yeah, people really like that. And if they don't want to have to pick up the call, they can just chat online and maybe get their questions answered or book an appointment.
A lot of people don't like to talk to humans these days.
I know. It's crazy. All this technology.
It's all his phones, texting, everything. Well, at least you're providing that option for them. Make it convenient. Because, there are times when people are on the go and they just need to get a hold of you guys and get you out there. So that's really cool. All right. Before we get into roof mistakes, I just want to ask a general question, because a lot of people, it's a misnomer. They think, oh, it's raining, it's winter, we can't do our roof. Why is it a good time in the winter to do a roof?
Well, for one, as a company like us, we employ our guys year-round, and that's why you keep good employees. And that's workmanship is a huge thing in roofing. And we roof year-round. It's just that we don't tear off your roof in the rain. We ought to make sure it takes extra precautions, but our guys are really good at that, especially with today's synthetic underlayments. They keep you completely dry.
Yeah.
Even with all that rain we had this last September, I think we had like 22 roofs open.
Wow.
Not one leak.
You have like a weatherman and stuff? How do you predict it?
It's not the rain. We got the live Doppler going on in the office. Literally.
Really?
We're watching it come in. And you can see it's like the war room. You got 25 roofs open. You want to make sure they're protected.
Yeah, for sure. So one thing, too, that you did mention, and let's talk about this now since we're talking about winter and rain and all this stuff, is what if somebody needs to get a roof done? We'll get into some of the signs, the telltale signs, but let's say they have a roof leak. How can you help them out with that?
Oh, yeah. You call 1-800-ROOF-ROOF, and we'll come out and take a look at it. If it's leaking and an active leak and you want to get it replaced, we'll stop the leak until you're ready to be replaced. So we'll get a tarp on there within 3 days, typically, and then you're on our schedule to get replaced. And it's just, in the winter, everything takes a little bit longer. Don't have enough light.
But it's mostly due to the weather and light, right?
It's all weather and light.
Okay.
So, and then timing between the rainstorms to tear your roof off, seal you in, and then install the roof.
That's very cool. That's really good peace of mind. So if you guys have a leak and you're seeing it, coming in somewhere, you guys will come out and at least, try to minimize the water infiltration.
Absolutely.
Tarp it off and make sure it's good.
Oh, once you're on contract for a new roof, we do not want it leaking at all.
Yeah.
So we're going to be liable for that and stop the leaking for you.
Yeah.
The way we do the installation procedures, when you tear off the roof and you have a little decent weather, that's when you throw your manpower at it.
Yeah.
I
got to ask you that because this has popped in my head. If it's popped in my head, probably the listeners are thinking about it too. It's like, okay, so say you have, because in Seattle or wherever, Pacific Northwest, we got sometimes pretty small windows where it doesn't rain. So how fast can you guys tear a roof off and get it
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the we do things in separate categories. So where we have tear-off and prep crews, we have installation delivery crews, and then installers. So the tear-off and prep, you throw your manpower at. That's a 6 to 8 man crew. I can take off 3,000 square feet, seal you in 1 day.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a hustle.
Okay.
You know, that's you know, you get the full day on that, and you're watching the weather. And sometimes you only do half the roof, and all you have to do is protect that transition.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
So when you got the big hustle, do you just run around and serve up pizza and soft drinks to your crew?
Pretty much,
like,
you know.
Please work harder.
Yeah. A lot of my estimators will come out and bring pizzas and Gatorades to them and just keep it going. So they're, you know, they stay solid on the job.
That's cool.
And that's the big thing. Just get it done, get it weathered in, and then things slow down a little bit because that's really where you want the workmanship. You don't want to be rushing through the workmanship.
Yeah. But you, you know, and a big shout out to all you guys that work for State, because I know that's hard work, hard physical labor. You're up there. So
those guys are busting their butts.
Yeah.
You know,
they're
on steep slopes. They're risking their lives. And our biggest thing is safety, safety, safety. Yeah. We want everyone to go home at night.
But I have to ask you, too, and this is something that's important, is the training aspect of your crew so that they get the job done right. Do you guys have continuous training programs?
We have continuous training programs. We also have great bonus programs. We have safety meetings every Friday. And, it, you know, if you're a client, you mention the one of the installers' names, they get bonuses for that, especially you put them on social media.
Okay.
So if you like the guy and mention his name 5 or 6 times, and you'll get a bonus.
That's very cool. So your guys know that too, right?
Yeah.
So they're really trying
to be customer service oriented and be there for the client. And, you know, and we understand we're working on your house.
Yeah.
And it's a very important asset of yours. And, you know, no matter how big or how small it is, it's your castle.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. So next segment, here's what we're going to do. We got kind of the baseline there with Dave again. He comes on, you know, every single time we have a show. We're going to get in some of the roof mistakes that he's seen over the years, and he's seen a lot of roofs. Talk about that a little bit. We're going to get into the signs when you may need a new roof. There's some different things that you could look for. And then we'll move into some of the roofing materials they have. I really like these guys. Not only have they been around, but they're at the forefront of some of the roofing material technologies, which is super, super cool. They give you the phone number because you're going to want to write this down, especially after you go out and take a look at your roof and you're going, maybe I need to get this thing replaced. It is 360-205-3100. It's 360-205. 3100, or if you are tech savvy and you just want to go to stateroofing.com and get up there and schedule a free estimate with your phone or on your desktop computer, you can do that too. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk, back here at Home Matters University. Chris, are you, now we're in roofing. Chris is looking for a new home, by the way, Dave.
Yeah, I've been wondering, since I've never had a house, I'm wondering how often do you even have to do this roof thing? Is it just once or twice in the life of
a... You shouldn't have to do a roof more than once or twice in your life, especially if you choose the right products. So once you buy a house, I'd love to come over and talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah. He's in the market. That's why he's here. He's learning all these different things, what to look for and all this stuff. It's great. Well, that's why we call it Home Matters University. It's educating people. That's the right thing to do. And you know, the other thing, too, guys, that's why State has been with us so many years. I've told you this. I'm a consumer advocate for people, and I bring on best of breed. And these guys, they're the best. If you want to get your roof done right and, you know, get it done, you guys are competitively priced, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about that before. But just to get it done the right way. And we've talked in the past about installation process. If you want to go back, you can go to there. But with all that said, if you do need a new roof, especially when we get into signs, 05-3100, we're going to get some blowers this winter and things like that. And it's a time to go out and check because you will be surprised at stuff that happens out there and the rains and all the other stuff that hits us. We just you know. I will say houses are in slow decay in the Pacific Northwest. You know, it just is what it is.
I would probably, in the Pacific Northwest, accelerate that.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when you find the shingles in your yard, that's an issue.
Yeah, that's an issue, yeah. They should be up on the roof. All right, let's talk, Dave, about some of the top roof mistakes that you've seen over the years. Let's kind of go through the list a little bit. So one of the first ones I have is, you know, doing a quick fix for a roof leak. Can you talk a little bit about that? Maybe a story that you have where you've seen one of those?
Yeah, I mean, you see, I mean, every roof you see, there's always unique things about it. Yeah. But the ones that people have stretched out over and over the years, I call it affectionately roofer's duct tape. They got that mastic, and it's on every seal.
Yeah,
and
it's like a patchwork up there.
Oh, and they can't figure out where the leak's coming from, but they've re-tarred the whole roof.
Yeah.
And it's just at that point, you got to tear it all off, start from scratch, do it right from the ground up, from the flashings to the underlayments to the starter courses to the roof to walls. That's really where they're always leaking.
Yeah.
So that's why we always start from the foundation up. Doesn't matter what product.
That brings up a good point. As long as we're talking about this, this is another good question is, is there ever a good time to do a roof overlayment, or should it always be a tear-off and redo?
You know, when our roofing specialists come out, they look at that. We want to try to advise you the best route to go economically and having a longevity.
Okay.
But sometimes there is. I mean, you can sometimes do a nice lightweight metal go-over on one layer if you catch it in time.
Okay.
And then you're saving the environment of all the disposal and the labor, so you can save some money doing that.
Okay.
But typically, no, it's not recommended doing a comp over a comp.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just adding more weight.
Yeah.
And more bumps.
And more problems, and you still may have some moisture underneath or a moisture rod or...
Well, yeah,
and
then you probably won't get the actual best seal of a composition roof by going over the other one because of the just it doesn't lay flat.
Yeah.
So
the other thing too, guys, here's the thing. I know it's an investment, and you know we get into some of the they have financing and things like that. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the thing about it is with the products that you guys have these days, to me it makes a whole lot of sense. Like just get it tearing off, put on the new product, and it's going to last. What, a lifetime now?
Well, you can go all the way to lifetime to... And our biggest thing at Stay Roofing is we want you to get the products that's best for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't afford it, we can put a lower grade product on. It's not going to last the longest, but it's going to get you through as long as you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Versus...
But that's part of what your roofing specialists do. They educate on price point and longevity and warranties.
And reality, I mean, if you choose the high-end lifetime roofing, they're your least expensive roofs over time.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about that before. There's, there's the cost of insulation and then the cost of the lifetime or ownership, right? So, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But, you know, if you look at some of these products that they have that are more lifetime, the initial cost may be a little bit higher, but the cost of the lifetime, you don't have to replace it again.
Right? You never replace it again, and a lot of them are more energy
efficient. In the end, if you're going to stay in the house... It probably makes sense. Just get a good roof that's going to last a lifetime.
Yeah, it goes to, buy quality versus not.
So you get what you pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Okay. So point number two let's talk about insulation. So if someone doesn't have insulation up there in their roofing area, how does that affect the roof and the life expectancy of the roof?
Well, the insulation is a whole other issue. I mean, if we see some inadequate insulation or some problems, we're going to let the client know. We don't do the insulation, but we'll let them know of the issues. Insulation is a big issue. If they don't have enough, or sometimes they have too much and they're clogging the airflow.
Okay.
And that'll be an issue.
And I just from kind of looking at things too, improper insulation could cause the roof to actually heat up significantly, right, in the summer, which can age the roof as well.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Prematurely age?
Yeah, if you don't have the proper ventilation and the insulation is messing that up, you get you get condensation points, you get the roof actually leaking from the inside from condensation from the house.
Yeah, which is not good. So that's something they can take a look at. Mm-hmm. The other biggie, which, guys, we've talked about before, talk a little bit about pressure. I know you love pressure washing, but why should you not pressure wash?
It's job security. Yeah. No, pressure washing a roof in the Northwest, people love to do it because we have a lot of we have a lot of growth on our roofs, some moss and debris. Yeah. Pressure washing makes it look perfect, but unfortunately, it voids your warranty, washes all your granules off, and it'll ruin your roof.
Yeah.
So we recommend not doing it.
Yeah, it really quickly.
It'll take 10 to 15 years off the life of your roof.
Really?
Just by pressure washing it.
Wow. Okay.
And you'll see it in your gutter. You'll see all the granules. Yeah. So if you're cleaning out your gutter at this time of year and you see an inch to a half inch of actual small granules, your roof is failing.
That's probably end of life then for composition, really. So you've seen the granules in the gutter.
Yeah. Once you start seeing all those granules, the UV protection of that asphalt fiberglass shingle is no longer there.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about thermal shock with the heating cooling effect and what we have here and how that affects roofs?
You mean just the expansion contraction?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. A lot of it, you know, we have, what, I think 60 to 50 freeze-thaw cycles in a 24-hour period in the Northwest. Wow. Really? So it's more than anywhere else in the United States where the material in a 24-hour period is going through a lot of expansion contraction.
Okay.
So that will deteriorate the shingles sooner.
Yeah.
That's why we've seen a lot of recall products in the Northwest, because once you put them up in the Northwest, they really get tested.
Yeah.
And that thermal shock from a material will just fatigue it.
Wow, that's crazy. So that's something that you got to watch out for. And then I want to ask about windstorms, because we get these windstorms. What, you know, after a windstorm, what should a customer do or a homeowner do?
Well, apparently with our phones, after a windstorm, they're calling us because they just go crazy.
Yeah.
So that's what most homeowners do. Call a roofer.
Yeah.
Usually, yeah, we've had some inaugural storms, and you know that the phones just go nuts because, you know, you're seeing your shingles fly off. It's one of your biggest investments, and you're having water come in your house.
Yeah.
It's not an exciting time, but you want to do it right. And we're going to be there for people when they do it.
Okay.
But, yeah, you want to call us. We'll get you sealed in. We'll get a tarp on it as soon as possible and get you on the schedule. And that's the thing.
Yeah. So your roof doesn't fly away.
So your roof doesn't fly away, and we can stop anything that's happening immediately.
That's crazy. All right, we come back. We kind of covered those are some of the roof things, the mistakes and things to look out for. We're going to continue that discussion. Talk about some of the things like bald patches, alligatoring, leaks and watermarks, things to look for where, yeah, then it's probably a time to give State Roofing a call. And then we're going to get into some of their products, the material products that they have. In a future show, we'll talk back about insulation again because that's super, super important. But they have some really cool products here that we want to discuss. And I'll give you their phone number again at the beginning of the next segment. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We are back with State Roofing and Dave Martin, longtime friend, sponsor of the show. We're educating Chris here as a future homeowner.
Totally.
He's going to buy a metal roof from State Roofing.
I know. Yeah. Well, I love metal roofs.
They're the best.
God, they are the best. I know they're pricey, but we'll talk about that cost of ownership here in a little bit. You want to give these guys a call. We're going to get into, especially, I want you to write this number down because then you can go out. We're educating you. You're going to look at, here's some signs that you may need to do something about that roof of yours on the top of your house. Their phone number is 360-205-3100. That's 360-205-3100. You guys got a whole staff of people in there?
A great staff. You can call Tristan or Bria. They'll be able to answer the phone for you. If they don't have the answer, they'll get the answer for you.
Yeah.
Book the appointment.
They'll talk to Dave.
Yeah. Ask for me personally, no problem.
That's cool. You can ask for Dave. You've heard him on the radio. Or big shout out to Tristan and Bria. Give them a call. Ask for them. I'm sure they will be more than happy to talk with you. If you want to be less social, then you can go on the web and schedule your appointment up there. If you don't want to talk to Dave or Tristan and Bria, they have a nice way to do the free estimation scheduling, things like that. Make it very easy on your phone or on your laptop or desktop. All right, Dave, let's move into now kind of signs that you may need a new roof. So let's first talk about bald patches. What are those and what can a homeowner look for there?
Well, I mean, you're seeing patches of your roof that are, you know, all of a sudden looks like, you know, you're follically challenged like myself. But you're seeing the granules off. You're seeing fiber material on the paper, okay, and that'll start with the curling. That just means your roof is fatigued.
And these are with comp roofs.
These are with comp roofs.
The comp roofs.
Yeah, because you don't really see, I mean, we don't service many metal roofs unless they were installed wrong.
Yeah.
And we've had to replace a few of those.
Wow.
Not us installing them wrong.
Exactly.
Other people, of course.
Yeah.
But, the you see the balding of your shingles. If you're looking at comp, you're like, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
You know, that means it's most likely going to curl and blow off is the next step.
Yeah. And just to make sure these guys understand, when you talk about comp asphalt, what does that mean?
It's a granulated asphalt-based shingle. A lot of them have fillers as fiberglass, which makes them brittle. But that's what you're talking about. When we say composition, it's kind of like that sandpaper look, granulated, keeping it simple. And that's what you see majority in this area.
Okay. And isn't the majority of your installations all comp?
I'd say 65 to 70%. Okay. The other 30, 40% people are moving into more of a lifetime product. You know, we've been working with Rare Manufacturing metal roofing for the last 20 years, and they have some great metal profiles. We've also done working with Euro Shield. It's a rubber roofing for the last over 19 years.
We'll talk about that in our fourth segment. We'll get into more detail on that. And the reason why you're doing a lot of comp is just because it's more cost effective.
Absolutely. Really? I mean, obviously, when you're doing a roof, it's fairly big expenditure. You don't really want to do it. But sometimes, if you're just looking for something, say, as long as you know what you're getting, you can get into lower end comp. It's just not going to last as long. And then as you go higher in quality, you get more longevity out of it.
What do you for comp like? Just since we're talking about, what are you talking about for years?
I would say on an entry level comp in the Northwest, the low end 15 years, the high end 25. So there's a 10-year window, and that really depends if the prior owners pressure washed it, how they maintained it. You know, if you're on a big southern exposure and you're getting a lot of wind, so there's a lot of variables. But usually within that 10-year window, it's going to fail.
Okay, got it. All right, let's move to the next thing, and that's, you know, curling shingles. What causes these shingles to curl, the comps?
Well, it's just because once you start having that granule wash off and you see those bald spots, well, those granules were the UV protection for that shingle.
Okay.
Now the asphalt's getting cooked out, and then the shingles will begin to curl, and that's when they just start shrinking. And that's when the seal will break and the wind can actually blow them off.
Blow them off.
Easily.
And then there's another term. I learned this because, you know, at my construction business, I learned that. I think I actually learned from you guys. It's called alligatoring. And what is that?
Alligatoring is when you start seeing it, after all that washes off, you start seeing it blistering and cracking like an alligator's back.
Yeah.
And that's really towards the end of its life, and you've stretched it as much as you can. The key is not to have it leak in the house. And so that's where you want to get it done before that happens, because then you have a lot of other damage.
Yeah. And that leads us to, if you're seeing leaks and water stains in the house, you probably should have you guys.
That's really when it gets really bad. Holy, if you got buckets in your house, it's time to call Stay Roof.
It's probably time to get a new roof. All right. And we talked about the life. The only other thing, and I noticed this on your website, I want to ask you how common this is, because you talked about black stains up there in one of your blog articles. What is the black stain?
It's a lack of ventilation in your roofing system. Okay. I mean, obviously you need, for today's roofing ventilation, what is it, 300 square feet, 1 square foot of clear ventilation to 300 cubic square feet of attic space. But a lot of times you're inadequate. And as the people replace their windows and siding, they're sealing up their house, and that warm, moist air has nowhere to go but in your attic and condensate. And that'll create a black mold in your attic.
Okay.
So the first thing is just eliminate that moisture.
So is a black stain actually, are you seeing black stain on the roofing comp shingles too?
You're seeing the black staining on underneath, on the sheathing.
Okay,
on the sheathing. Yeah, where moisture's getting in there, the condensation will hit the nail head and start spreading from there.
Got it.
And that'll stain your plywood, and sometimes you have to resheet the whole house.
Wow.
If you don't catch it in time.
Yeah.
That's a good attic inspection always.
You get, and you know, with some of this stuff too, you're going to get, there's two things. I mean, they call it dry rot. It's fungal rot or moisture rot. You see them both, I'm sure.
You see them all.
Yeah. So we just gave you the rundown. If you see any of those kinds of things going on with your roof, it's probably time to get yourself a new roof. You want to give these guys a call. They will treat you right. They'll come out. You guys come out within what?
Oh, we'll come out within 24, 48 hours.
Yeah,
quick. Our roofing specialists will be out there and give you a full information packet.
That's cool.
What we like to leave you with.
Nice. So give them a call, 360-205-3100. Or you can go to stateroofing.com and schedule a free estimate there as well. With that on, Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. Okay, we're back. We're getting the whole education here. We're getting our bachelor's degree in roofing from Dave Martin. Stay roofing.
That's scary. We like it.
Yeah. Well, you can give, if you want to talk to Dave. Dave's been on the show quite a few times. You can listen to our podcasts. They're out there at MyNorthwest.com/homematters. Or if you want to talk to Dave personally, and he's not in the middle of talking to another client, you can give him a call at 360-205-3100, and you can ask for him.
Absolutely.
And either Tristan or Bria. Is it Bria?
Yeah.
They'll get you connected with him. And you still do sales calls, or you
yeah,
got all
I'm
your
still
people
out
doing
during
that?
Sales calls, answering the phone a lot. A lot of times just for clients that are calling in for questions.
That's very
figure
cool.
it out.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
So you still roll up your sleeves? You're not just sitting behind a desk?
Oh, yeah. No, I was out on the roof the other day.
That's good.
Putting some samples up for a client.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It keeps you nice and fit and trim.
I try. Absolutely.
That's very good. All right, we're going to move into – we talked the last segment about, you know, some of the things to consider that you might need a roof. Go out, just take a look at it. Or if you're like Chris and you might be looking for a new home, Chris, you got some things now that you can kind of look for.
I know this metal roof thing sounds sort of interesting.
It's very interesting. But, what I'm talking about, Chris, is when you're looking at a home, it's good to have an inspector, and no doubt you should. But if you're educated, you can look for things yourself and not just rely on the inspector.
Right.
You know? And a roof is, not cheap. I mean, at the low end, you're at what?
Oh, geez. Roofs range from anywhere from, on the low end, $12,000 to the high end, $30,000 to $40,000.
Yeah.
Depending on what you choose.
This is an investment.
Wow, that's a big junk.
That's why you have to look, because, something like that, if you see when you're buying a home and there's a problem with the roof, that's something you can negotiate into the deal.
Oh, take off the sale, yeah.
Yeah, which is good. So this is why it's good to be educated on these things, for all of you guys who are listening, and for Chris, too, as well. All right, let's get into, you talked about, 60 to 70%. We talked about comp roof. So that range you were talking about there from 10 years, 15 years,
yep.
to 25 years?
Yep.
So what's the difference in the comp?
Well, when we'll come out, we don't want to put too much roof on your house or too little. We want what's going to be right for you. And we have our set installation systems that no matter what product you choose, it's going to be done right.
Yeah.
But as long as you know how it performs. So on the... on a lower end, yeah, you're going to get most likely 18 to 22 years out of that roof.
Okay.
And then you start moving up into the higher quality compositions. Then we have rubberized compositions, and they cost a little bit more and last.
So
longer.
What's when you say from basic to higher quality composition, mm-hmm. what makes the shingle different?
The actual manufacturer and what the ingredients are. Okay. So lower end fiberglass asphalt base shingle is going to give you, it'll protect you, and you do it right, you'll be good for 18 to 22 years, 25 years.
Okay.
You move up into a different product like what we have is our Rubberlast 50, which we have two layers of rubber instead of fiberglass built into the shingle.
Okay. So it's actually manufactured that way.
Yes, manufactured that way. And it handles the what we talked about, the thermal shock of the Northwest. It can handle the expansion and contraction.
Okay.
And you're going to pay a little more for that, but you're going to get a better warranty, and it's going to last longer.
Okay. Yeah. So is that more in that 20 to 25?
You're going to be more in the, you bump up in the 15 to 20 range.
Okay, got it.
And then you go into the lifetime products, which would be either a metal roof or a full injection molded, rubber crud roof, where they have it's a fantastic roof and looks beautiful.
But, we'll get into that in a second. But I want to go back. So in the comp roof, you have, from the basic comp shingle up to the Rubberlast 50. Mm-hmm. Do they all, as far as like, does the Rubberlast 50 install the same way as the regular comp shingle?
Or? Yes and no. I mean, all the composition shingle is going to be nailed either with a four nail zone or six nail for high wind. But the actual, when you get into the higher end shingles, they have bigger nailing zones. The overlap is smoother than
in your nailing zone, so you can kind of help them visualize where is that on the shingle.
The nail zone is going to be in the middle of the shingle. Okay. And in most shingles, you're going to have a half inch nailing zone. Where you have to have every nail in that zone. Average roof has 7,000 nails. So if you're outside of that zone, your roof can fail down the road. In a higher end product, you increase your nailing zone to, let's say, 2 inches. And then so you have your 7,000 nails have a much higher chance of getting directly in that zone. In reality, if you're not in the zone, you don't have a warranty.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's part of what you guys do with workmanship insulation.
Yeah.
Now, probably people are thinking, okay, you just said 7,000 nails. I got 7,000 holes in my roof.
That's an average.
How is that not going to leak? So can you explain to them By putting all these nails up there, how does it not leak on the roof?
Well, the nail is sealed with the shingle, but you know, we use roofing coil nails, ring shank nails with the ring that actually go through the plywood and stick.
Okay.
Because that's really what's holding your roof down is those nails.
Right.
So you do want those nails, 4 to 6 per shingle. And I think we're one of the only roofing companies who uses the ring shank nails.
Okay.
Because they're a little bit more expensive, but they just don't come up. And
exactly.
That's what we want. Yeah. And then all the shingles are designed with tar for sealant. So having that many nails in the right place makes a difference. And they're in the wrong place, they will leak.
Okay.
That's why it's important for workmanship.
That's a big deal. That's what I wanted to ask you about. Like, and you're saying with the ring shank, too, even with the heating and cooling, it still is going to stay.
Exactly.
Very good. All right. So moving up to the next level off the Rubberlast 50, then are we moving into your EuroShake product?
Moving into the EuroShake product, a manufacturer we've been with for 20 years, and then our rare
And what is the EuroShake, is that
recycled tires.
Recycled tires.
Yes. Average roof will have 700 tires recycled on it.
That's very cool. So environmentally, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Using things that...
When you're in the lifetime product, you're in the true best environmental choice you can do for your house.
Yeah.
Whether you're recycling the rubber roofing or using steel, which is a recycled product in itself.
Yeah.
And they're both lifetime products.
That's very cool. And the EuroShake and the recycled rubber products, what is the lifetime? How long do those last?
They last over 50 years with a full warranty.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's virtually indestructible. I mean, it has the highest hail impact rating, 140 mile per hour hail can hit it and bounce off.
That's very cool. I love that. I love those products. And what are you talking about, like price range there versus comp?
Well, you're going to be 20 to 30% more.
Okay.
But it is the least expensive option because it lasts when you do.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. If you look at the kind of the cost of that being up on the roof, if you're doing the one-time cost, but you have that 50 years, at the end of the day, it's cheaper to do that than to replace your roof couple, two, three times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's more aesthetically pleasing, and it's a much more beautiful.
And my favorite at the very high end is the metal roof.
Yes.
You guys do quite a bit of that.
We've been doing metal roofing for over 22 years now.
Yeah.
And metal roofing, the material itself is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't screw it up unless you install it wrong.
Right.
I mean, there's been jobs where people spent thousands of dollars, 5 years ago, and we have to come and replace the whole metal roof because it was installed wrong.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Who you choose to install it?
Well, I'll tell you what. As always, Dave, it's great to talk with you again.
Oh, thanks for the time, Pete.
It's great. Guys, here's the thing. If you want your roof done right, you want a cost-effective approach and really good insulation with a company that's been around for over 60,000 jobs, 50 years, it's State Roofing. I would say they're your only choice. That's why they're on my show. Give them a call at 360-205-3100. That's 360-205-3100. Ask for Tristan or Bria or even Dave. You can go to stateroofing.com too and schedule a free estimate as well. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk.